33-yard line, taken by number 11, Emmerich. Emmerich running backwards and is going to lose a full, about 5 yards on that return.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kurt, that if he fields that cleanly, he has a big hole. He has nothing but green field ahead of him. He just could not get that handle on that ball, and he pays the price with a big stop by Laker kick, yeah, by Laker kick defense there.
I heard Horetzky in on the tackle. So that'll bring up a first and 10 for the Hatchets.
But, you know, in a game like this, those are the opportunities that you just cannot let slip by you.
You just gave up, even if you would have taken a knee, you gave up about 7 yards right there by trying to run, but the ball was in and out of his hands on the return for the Hatchets. Just, again, cannot always get a handle on that ball. First and 10 for Bad Axe out of the shotgun. Goes to Blackstock. Blackstock rolling off the left side and is met immediately.
Blackstock
number
causes.
52 for the Lakers, Colton Orvidez, the Claw.
And Blackstock calls his own number around the short side of the field, and that play goes nowhere from the start.
Loss of 5 yards on the play. That'll bring up a second and 15 for the Hatchets. Boy, Orvidez busting through the lot, just untouched. And I don't know what Blackstock was thinking looking through the face mask, because just about as soon as he took the snap, looked off to the left side, started heading for the hash marks, and you see a big Orvidez standing right there, number 52. All you see is a 5-2 in your face, and then here comes the Claw. Second 15, 2:23 to go here in the second quarter at Laker Field. 7-6 is the score. Hatchets on top by one. Number 7 going to the wide side out of the shotgun, breaks some tackles. And a nice open field tackle by number 23, Zach Kretschmer.
And I'll be honest there, Kurt, on that fake, even I got faked out.
I did too. I was looking
over here
to the near side.
Looking for the football, and then I look over, number 7 has a great fake, a great run to get some of that yards back, and Bad Axe is looking at a manageable third down now.
It's good for Lakers that Zach Kretschmer stayed home. He didn't bite on the fake. Good thing we're not cameramen. You'd still be looking over to the
I would be.
Near side of the field.
But a great play call by Coach Polkley there. Gets a third down and manageable for Bad Axe.
Third down and one for the Hatchets. Hatchets with the ball on their 22-yard line. Again, once out of the shotgun. Legault breaks a tackle, breaks down to the 40. Got some open field down the left side to the 40. The Laker 30 and taken down. And a big gain for number 3, Corbin Legault. Tackled by number 19. Number 19, Horetzky in on the tackle. And we've got a flag on the play.
And this one.
Oh, boy.
And Bad Axe runs the same play twice in a row. Bad Axe runs the same play twice in a row. One play they fake the reverse. That's time they do the reverse. Lakers wasn't ready for it. They get a huge play. That is, again, going to get called back by a penalty.
On the third and one, let's see, that was a 10, 20, 30, 40, about a 60-yard
run
on that man by Legault.
That was a beautiful run by Legault. It just, these penalties that you cannot afford
and
in games like this.
Holding is the call against the Hatchets. He got a first down.
And you know, you could say that blocking was good, but it was a little bit too good if he was holding on.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Legault just would have had his second right around 50-60-yard run of the night.
Yep.
He'd be over 100 yards, easily over 100 yards rushing in just two plays here in the first half of the ball game. Hatchets break over the ball, first and 10. Bad Axe with the ball on their own 30-yard line. 1:09 to go here in the second quarter. The score is 7-6. Hatchets on top by one. Hand off to the inside. Tackled by number 7, Blackstock with a carry. Tackled by number 7, Connor McCain for the Lakers.
We've been seeing the Laker linebackers and secondaries kind of over-committing a little bit, and Bad Axe is making them pay so far with these reverses, fake reverses, all the movement in the backfield. Bad Axe is making the Laker defense pay
now. Yeah, you know what? The Hatchets running some nice fakes in the backfield right now and spreading it out a little bit. So now they're really going to spread it out with two receivers on either side of the field, spread out deep. Blackstock back to pass and loses control of the ball. Tried to move forward as he took the ball back over his shoulder. Comes out of his hand, and it looks like the Hatchets may have recovered their own fumble.
He was looking for number 11, Jensen Emmerich, down the field. He had him open. If he can get the ball, he just goes back to throw it. Ball slips out of his hand. You know, that's football. That's going
to
happen.
First or second play of the game right there. The same thing that happened to Blackstock, trying to drop back to pass. He dropped back to about 5 or 6 yards. When he brought that ball back up over his shoulder, it was gone out of his hands.
Yep.
And it did move forward, but the Hatchets did recover. So that is the end of the first half at Laker Field. At least we think it is, as our officials are saying, well, the clock may be done. Yeah. But we had a timeout called just before the half.
Left on the clock here,
1 second will be put on the clock.
Check that. We're here now 3 seconds left on the clock here before halftime.
So the timeout was called just before the end of the half.
Now, if I am Coach Pokley here in his Bad Axe offense, Blackstock has proven that he can throw in the secondary. I am doing spread offense. I'm going to let Blackstock drop back, hopefully get some protection, let that ball fly, see if it's one of his receivers can make a play, get in the end zone here.
Well, I hope that center comes out with a towel, but they have had a rough time holding onto that ball tonight.
And if I
it's a little cool, but it's not that bad. I mean, just – but we've seen that ball slip around and get fumbled a couple times tonight and come out of the quarterback's hands before they were even touched.
If I'm this Laker defense, I am looking out for number 15, Micah Gordon here, number 11, Jensen Emmerich. They better have those two guys covered.
So Blackstock back in the shotgun, about 5 yards deep behind center. Going to split two receivers, both sides. Number 7's going in motion. That's Meinhold. Blackstock drops back to pass. Pulls it in, he's going to keep it, rolls down the right side, and that clock, the 3 seconds, is going to go away. Blackstock had a nice caper on that one. He was looking to pass.
He was looking for number 11, Jensen Emmerich. Great coverage by the Laker corners. He had Tuckett run, try to make something happen before the end of the half there.
We can see everybody out here at Laker Field having a lot of fun with that cannon going off of the end zone. That marks a halftime. Kurt Damro and Stephen Kaczynski bringing you play-by-play action tonight from Laker Field with the game of the week. The Elk and Pigeon Bayport Lakers taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets. At the halftime, the Hatchets with 7, the Lakers with 6. We're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors. We've got a big halftime homecoming show going on next, and we'll be right back after these.
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan that meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!